Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast, and don't miss out on new weekly episodes. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. It is your host, Wellington Gomez. I am back on the pod. Oh, my God. It's been such a long time, and I am just so sorry for not coming on here and, you know, activating this mic. I've been taking a little break from everything that I do, all of the podcasts that I host. And I know that sometimes that I feel selfish sometimes, because it's like, at the end of the day, the people that listen to this podcast want to listen to this podcast, and they want to keep, new episodes and new things. I know the podcast that I'm a fan of, I'm always like, why are you guys taking a break? Like, for what reason? You know, like, I still need my content. But on the other side of things, being a host, I definitely understand that sometimes it could be a lot. And especially when you lend your voice to numerous podcasts. So not only do I do the Flipping the Table podcast, but I also do The Tuck, which is a RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. And I also have Reality Right After with Wellington Gomez, which is another reality TV podcast. And soon I'm also going to be launching a new podcast. So that's already five that I'm lending my voice to. And that's on top of everything else that I do. So I think my challenge will be to figure out a work balance between all of my roles and all of my shows and stick to a schedule. I'm working through it, guys. I promise. I am a human and I'm figuring this out. But nonetheless, we're back here for a new episode of Flipping the Table. Even though The Real Housewives of New Jersey is not currently airing right now, season 14 is in production and filming currently. So there's a lot of things coming out weekly, from spotted, you know, castmates in the wild are spotting the Real Housewives of New Jersey stars. And they're sending us stuff to the Reality Rundown. If you're not following the Reality Rundown, make sure you are, because if you like reality TV, the Reality Rundown has it. So there's castmates in the wild that have been sending us a bunch of videos, photos, some tea, all of the above. And also all of the other pages that we follow on Instagram that report on Housewives. So there's a lot of things to get through, and I'm back and we're going to talk about it all. So let's get into it.
You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air.
This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I may be over the top.
Hi!
But I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours.
Payback's a bitch.
What do you think?
So start barking.
Blood may be thicker than water.
Love you.
But it's harder to clean when it spills.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Those were, now that I'm thinking about it, those taglines were actually really good. Okay, so let's start with, we have newbies, everybody. We have newbies. Realityblurb.com is reporting that Kayla Giovinazzo, I'm definitely saying that wrong, and Tiffany Chantel Rosania reportedly joined Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14. And they look cute. They look cute. I don't know. Like, first impressions, I see that, I'm assuming that Tiffany has some color to her, so I'm intrigued. And Kayla, I'm just like, I don't know. She looks like very stern, you know, like she looks like she don't take no shit. So if she's a firecracker, I'll take it. If she's another yes girl, I don't want it. So the two newbies on The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14 have not been revealed. Last season on the show, several newbies were introduced, including Danielle Cabral and Jennifer Fessler, both of whom were immediately liked by many fans. According to All About the Real Housewives, the two new faces joining season 14 as friends of, on a cast trip to the Jersey Shore, Danielle held a party to celebrate the life of her husband, Nate, who had brain surgery a few years ago. At the beginning of the festivities, Danielle was seen filming at an outdoor table with the cast, who were eventually joined by the newbies, Kayla and Tiffany. The new stars are introduced by their friend, Danielle. The outlet reports that Kayla is the director of brand for her husband's meal prep delivery company, Eat Clean Bro. Kayla is 32, and her husband, Jamie, have two kids and a daughter named Santina and a son named George. The family lives in Morganville, New Jersey. I'm from Jersey, and I still, there's, you know, when it comes to the Real Housewives of New Jersey cast, I still don't, like, they live very far from North Jersey, I like to believe. So I live in North Jersey. Okay, so yeah, she lives in, you can consider that South Jersey, honestly. She lives in South Jersey. And it's 51 minutes from me. Okay, it's not that south, but about central. Some people like to call it central. But yeah, she lives, okay, it's not that bad, but okay, whatever. Let's go back to the story. Tiffany, who's 36, was an NFL cheerleader for the New York Jets, and she is now the CEO of D&D Consulting Services, LLC. The executive was a castmate on the 27th season of The Amazing Race, and she shares two sons, one-year-old Dylan and five-year-old Dante, with her husband, Dante Rosania. Okay, so this girl is used to the camera. She's already been on a show, a competition show, The Amazing Race. She used to be an NFL cheerleader. She's used to the spotlight a little bit. She's beautiful. Both newbies attended Joe Gorga's birthday party on the second night of the Jersey Shore trip, though his sister, Teresa, Louie, and Jennifer were not present. And I'm going to talk about that later. But, okay, so we have two new newbies. I'm excited. I mean, I think that they need to add newbies for this cast to work. I think that the cast right now is very divided. And I just really hope that even though these newbies are being brought in by Danielle, I really hope that they don't take sides. I really hope that the newbies, like, it's hard, though, because the thing is, these women, no shade, they're fans. They're fans of the show. At this point, everybody knows what The Real Housewives of New Jersey is. So they're fans of the show. Even if they're friends with the women, they know that these women are on a show. I'm sure they've watched it before. So it's hard to get authentic people that know nothing of the show, especially in New Jersey, because the type of women that are in the circles are women that want to be on TV, no shade. So they know of the show. I just really hope that they're not like fans. You know, I really hope that they come in, make their own judgments, and are really like not one-sided. I feel like Rachel Fuda, she came into the show and she was like Team Margaret all the way, Team Melissa all the way, because I feel like she wanted to assimilate to like the cool girls, and she saw them as cool girls. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You come into a season however you want to come into it, but I just feel like you're not fair with the way you come into a show if you're automatically aligning yourself with a team. Play the fence a little bit. Let the season play out and see, you know, I say don't pick a team into your second season. It's your freshman season on a Housewives show. Why pick a team so early? Stay neutral. The fan base will actually like it better if you stay neutral and if you just do the right thing. because then they will say, okay, you're real. Because you may agree with something that Teresa says, you may agree with something that Melissa says, but you can also call Teresa out when she's wrong, and you can also call Melissa out when she's wrong. And that goes to all of the other cast members. So I think the fans will actually appreciate realness instead of building teams. We don't care for the teams, and we're tired of telling you that. I hope someone's listening from that cast. Anyways, newbies. Okay, I'm excited. Let's see what happens. On some other news, Teresa and Jacqueline, you know, they have reunited and rekindled their friendship. We saw that play out. If you want a little refresher, make sure you go to at the Reality Rundown on Instagram. We have it all there. Teresa Giudice is still on friendly terms with Jacqueline Lorita after the latter's unsavory text from the former was leaked during the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13 reunion. A source is telling Page Six, connected to the situation, that Lorita could not care less that Melissa Gorga exposed the message on camera, noting that Giudice didn't either because they're still talking. So if you guys don't remember, at the season 13 reunion, Melissa had brought out some text messages that Jacqueline had put out, that Jacqueline had sent her about Teresa, because basically she was trying to prove that to Teresa that Jacqueline is not really your friend because she's still talking shit about you. So she put out these text messages that, you know, I see why she pulled it out. If Teresa would have taken the bait, it could have been hard for the friendship. But Teresa really didn't care when Melissa brought these text messages out. And Jacqueline didn't seem to care either. So she's saying that they're both friends still. And I remember Teresa telling her that after this airs, Jacqueline is going to come out and say this. And Jacqueline did. And, you know, it seems like Jacqueline and Teresa are better than ever. I don't know what that means for the show. I think that, you know, I do have some hope that this is all real because of the fact that Jacqueline lives in Las Vegas. And I think she's also moving to Orange County, if I'm not mistaken. So the fact that she's not anywhere near New Jersey, meaning she's never going to be filming for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, lets me believe that this is real and that they are rekindling their friendships for a real reason, because there's no gain from it. So I believe it. You know, that's what I'm going to go by. I think that's the right thing. You know, like, if Jacqueline is never going to be on the show and she still cares to rekindle her friendship with Teresa, that means that this is real and this is genuine. So I really wish Jacqueline and Teresa the best. I really hope that they can somehow rebuild their friendship slowly and not forget about the past, but just move on and keep on with the future. And yeah, I just really hope that what they got going on is real, because I did like Jacqueline and Teresa on the show, and I think that they have a lot to give. Moving on to some other news. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star Melissa Gorga has had an unwanted guest in her mansion and screamed over a terrifying encounter in new video. Oh, my God. So I think they found a cockroach or a snake. So Melissa took to her Instagram and she basically saw they found a snake in her house. In the clip, Melissa revealed that the snake had made its way into the basement of her $4 million Franklin Lakes, New Jersey home. She zoomed into the critter slithering around her hardwood floor, shrinking in panic that she didn't know what to do, honey. Oh my God, a snake. Someone call Joe. Anyways. She zoomed in on the critter. The reality star explained that her husband, Joe, wasn't at home at the time of the intrusion, but she handled the situation, honey. It then flashed to a clip of white plastic cup that Melissa covered the snake with until her husband, Joe, came home to get rid of it. I like how she says that she handled the situation, which was just putting something on top of the snake until Joe came home. Great handling. The post followed a video with Joe capturing the snake in a cardboard box, although he was just as afraid of the tiny creature as his wife. I hate snakes. I'm really scared shit of snakes, the TV star said, hesitating to lift the cup above the snake. After a brief struggle, Joe got the snake in the box, and Melissa revealed that they were going to set him free to the wilderness. A final clip showed the snake set free in the woods. Ciao. I don't even know why I read that story, if I'm being honest with you. I don't even know. Anyways, moving on to another story. I don't have no thoughts on that. I don't even know why I read that. It literally was so irrelevant. I just hope that Melissa and Joe take care of their pest problem. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice was not invited to Joe Gorga's birthday, as he remains upset about this. Plus, Teresa plans to completely ignore Melissa amid season 14. Teresa was not included in the guest list for Joe Gorga's Italian-themed birthday party on Saturday, which was held at his and Melissa Gorga's $2.9 million Jersey Shore house and filmed for The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14. Days after a number of cast members, including Jackie, Margaret, Dolores, Rachel, Danielle, attended the event, an insider has confirmed that Teresa was not invited to the bash as she remains estranged from Joe and Melissa, with plans to ignore his sister-in-law for the entirety of production. Teresa said she will film with Melissa and she'll completely ignore her like she has done in the past, a source tells The Sun last month. She plans on sticking to those on her side and not being confrontational with Melissa. Okay, so let me pause right here and say that if Melissa and Teresa are going to be ignoring each other, I don't want it. What's the point? What's the point? If you guys are both coming on to The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14 after you guys had an explosive reunion season 13, what's the point? I need y'all to talk. I need y'all to try to find some resolution. And if you guys don't want to find a resolution, I still need y'all to coexist and communicate. Because I'm not interested in watching Team A and Team B. I'm not. She feels like she spoke her piece at the reunion and let it out then and there. She didn't hold back and got a lot of things off her chest, the insider continued, adding that Teresa's husband, Louis, is fully supportive of her decision to move on and distance herself from her brother and her sister-in-law. He has been calming her down through mediation practices, the sources also added. Namaste, bitches. While Teresa and Melissa have attended an event for Danielle's husband, Nate, last week, they steered clear of one another throughout the bash, and they did the same at Jennifer's birthday party days prior. They've avoided each other and did not speak on say one word to each other. And insider confirmed, they hung out with their own friends and they both ignored each other completely. So I already see The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14 being a bunch of confessional mobsters, because if you guys are not speaking to each other in scene, that means that you guys are just going to be talking a lot of shit about each other in confessional. So let's see. Melissa made a point to avoid any run-ins at Joe's party. Teresa wasn't invited to Joe's birthday party. Their relationship is still damaged. They haven't spoke since the reunion. I don't know. If, like I said, if you guys are not willing to communicate with each other on camera, I don't really care for it. And for everybody that thinks that this is working behind the scenes, I don't know what to tell you, because I feel as though all of the other women on this cast need to have a sit down and say, how do we move forward? Because if we cannot move forward, then there's no point. There's no point. I don't care for Melissa and Teresa to be ignoring each other. If they're not going to be working, this is a show about a group of friends. Let that sink in. And the last thing that these women are friends. They all hate each other. And the little groups that they form within the show just makes it so hard to even watch. Because sometimes you feel like this person is only having this reaction because they're part of this alliance, not because they actually want to have this reaction. And I'm not going to name names. Rachel Fuda. I'm not going to name names. Fix it, Jesus, like Phaedra Park said. Fix it, Jesus. I don't know what y'all going to do, for real. I really don't know. Anyways, for more reality TV headlines, make sure that you guys are following at The Reality Rundown and make sure that you guys are subscribing and liking The Reality Rundown YouTube page because this is where you watch us. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, the Flipping the Table podcast, thank you so much. Make sure that you guys leave us a rating and you guys are letting us know what you guys think about the podcast. We love you, castmates. Until next week. Bye. Mwah. Flipping the Table is hosted and executive produced by me, Wellington Gomez, co-hosted by TRR correspondent Kay King, audio and engineering by me, Wellington Gomez, production management by Dayanara Rodriguez. Flipping the Table is a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. For more podcasts like this one, search for the Rundown Media Podcast Network everywhere you listen to your podcast. Make sure to follow Flipping the Table on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. And if you are a fan of reality TV, make sure you follow at The Reality Rundown for all the latest headlines.